Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you. Are you a legal resident in the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
High taxes.
High taxes? Okay. Thank you so much. In your opinion, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
I don't know. Carbon.
Carbon? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, what about when it comes to Minnesota?
Environmental issue in Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, maybe mining up in the boundary waters.
Okay, mining. Okay, thank you so much. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? When it comes to mining, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay. What about electric utilities? Do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay, thank you. What about when it comes to agriculture and farming?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. What about when it comes to medical manufacturing?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. What about when it comes to forest products?
Good.
Thank you. What about refining?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you so much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, a just fair job, or a poor job at managing?
Good.
Good. Okay. What about environmental groups in Minnesota?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. What about county land departments?
Good.
Good, okay. What about U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
Okay, thank you. What about forest and timber industries?
Good.
Thank you so much. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, in Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you so much. How significant a role do you think the forest industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Very significant.
Thank you so much. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Same.
Same? Thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was back in the 70s?
Probably more.
More? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Do you think there are more trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes. More.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive impact, no impact, or negative impact?
Maybe no impact.
No impact? Okay, thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you seen, heard, or read any information or news about Minnesota forest product industry? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, and saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or do you think it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
The major component.
A major component. Thank you so much. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Yeah, I support that.
Thank you so much. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment to support its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Yes, I'd support that.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry to include urban, indigenous migrant, and minority communities. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school? Some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
I have a technical college degree.
Thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 30, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you so much. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Small town. Thank you. Is your annual household income below the 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or 100 plus?
100 plus.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
I'm pretty independent, so.
Independent. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. In which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, homemaker, student, or not employed?
Construction.
Construction. Thank you so much. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. That will conclude the survey. Once again, thank you for your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.